window for us to look through. Let me take you back to an event in recent history, back in November 1992, when certainly in the UK, all our news channels were flooded with a fire that had broken out in one of the iconic buildings in England, Windsor Castle. And to all intents and purposes, room after room had been ruined, it would seem, irreparably by the fire that raged through. But then, following the dampening down of the flames, a plan was put in place. A plan that required incredible patience. And over a number of years, the plan of restoration began and continued. 5.5 years later, all was restored and the place was open again for you and I and everybody around the world to wander into and look at. And you know, since what we've heard read, the Garden of Eden, all those years ago when sin came in and destroyed relationship between God and man, a similar sort of patient plan has been put in place and has been unfolding over those years. And here we are celebrating Christmas again. Christmas, it's the most pivotal part of this whole plan. And yet, a word I've repeated, it requires patience. Patience on God's part. Over the history of the Bible and the world, as God has patiently looked on, as people have ignored him and rejected him. Opportunity time and time again for him to pull it all to a close. And yet the Bible tells us this. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. But what about the people who over those historic days have heard something of the promise of the restoration, the culmination of it all, looking and waiting for the promise of this man-child to come and bring all things to some sort of an end. Ignoring the signs, looking in different directions. And yet the patient plan was unfolding. And Paul in the New Testament writes these words, "In the fullness of time," or when time had fully come, "God sent his son, born of a woman." Patient God, patient people. But what's that got to do with you and I in 2023-24? Because I'm like you. I look through the window of this world and there are days when I feel incredibly sad and disappointed. I want the bad to turn into good. I want the right or the wrong to become right. I want those with misguided power to be thwarted. And the Bible says this, right at the end of the book in Revelation, God declares, "I will make all things new." And I just want to invite us all this evening as we come to a sort of a conclusion of this incredible carol service, that in the meantime, before that culmination happens, when God brings it all to a close and right does appear and wrong disappears, when bad is done away with forever and good takes its place, when all those with misguided power are finally thwarted, in the meantime, the invitation is very simple. Take hold of the one that God has sent. Be patient and see that God's plan is unfolding right before your very eyes, but he invites you and I to be a part of it. How does he do that? Let me quote the words of the carol we started with. "Long lay the world in sin and sorrow pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. As I pray, I'm just going to invite you to think this thought with me. You will make all things new, but until you do, I choose to trust in you. Bow your heads if you don't mind. And whatever you get up to over this next week before the great day arrives, just take a moment. Look through the window of Christmas again. See what it shows you this time. Understand God and his patient unfolding plan of restoration that includes you and involves you. And until the restoration of all things, the invitation is to put your hand in the hand of the one who put it all together in the first place. Gracious Father, we just sit before you this evening along with the billions of people around this planet. And our hearts are warmed when we think of the call and the message that comes again through this Christmas story. This pivotal moment when Christ came and our hearts and lives could be restored again to relationship with you. And yet the plan continues to unfold patiently until the final day arrives when it's all caught up with you. Help us to trust you. We believe that you will restore all things, but until you do, we choose to trust in you.